Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 5, verse 30 through 6, verse 11, where God and Noah become bros. It's nice to see God going out and making new friends after that garden fiasco.
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. And, wow, Connie, that recap just made me giggle more. You make these recaps, I'm going to start laughing before I even get a chance to even get to do the reading here. I was laughing for like 5 minutes after I listened to it. So,
oh well, I'm blushing. Thank you.
The recaps are actually better than the Bible. And they make more sense.
There you go. I'll write my own Bible.
Mine has two words. Oh. My or not two words. Mine has a few words on it. It says, "Be nice to everybody else." That's it. That would have taken way less paper. Just be nice to everybody else. Why is that so hard? No misinterpreting it, is there? There's no contradiction in that. Be nice to everybody else. Alrighty. Well, let's see. We left off at 6:12, as I recall. 6:12. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, look around. Everybody, look at everything. Behold. It was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. So all the flesh. Okay, so get rid of all the flesh. Just have skeletons walking around everywhere. That solves everything. It's the flesh is the problem. Just make everybody skeletons.
Makes you wonder what Adam and Eve actually had done.
Yeah, it does. What did they do that was so bad? I mean, really? That one fruit. You can't even buy that fruit. You can't even buy that fruit in the store. I looked, you know.
Okay, 6:13. And God said unto Noah, "The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth."
So he's going to destroy the earth.
And everything on it.
And everything on it. That is one sick son of a bitch.
This must have been a really, really interesting bar discussion at the bar. No, wait, God, Noah, I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna wipe everything out, wipe it all out.
You know what this reminds me of? You know how when you got younger kids and they say, you know, don't hit you catch little Johnny hitting his friend and you walk up to him hit him in the back of the head and go, "Hey, in this family we don't hit."
Yeah.
I'm teaching you not to do violence with violence. Bad boy, bad. That's a mixed message. Everybody knows that.
We're made in the image of God.
That's right. We are. Apparently the image is violence. So he's going to reward everybody's violence, which is basically a reflection of him, by committing more violence. Makes sense. Yeah.
I hate to skip ahead, but maybe God should take his own advice, and if his eye offends you, he should pluck it out. Then he wouldn't be bothered by seeing all this
right.
crap.
Right? Exactly. God, just pluck out your eyes. You won't see it anymore. Well, but I got ears. Then stick a coat hanger in them, man. Just stick a put your fingers in your go, la, 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 I can't hear you. I got my eyes closed. La, 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 la. You know, then... you can do that for all eternity. Then no matter what's going on, it's not your problem anymore.
God needs the cone of silence.
That never worked.
No, it didn't. Would you believe? And I can say that because it's not topical. It's classic.
That's so. Right. It's classic. I understand that one. That's real classic.
Yes, it is.
If you don't understand the cone of silence... you missed out on a great generation of TV.
Yes. Oh, yes. Now I want to watch it. It's better than the Bible.
It is. It is.
Hopefully we're making it digestible for you all.
We're trying. We are so trying. Yeah. 6:12, right?
No, 614.
Oh, 614. I lost where we were.
Well, we listened to the drunk ramblings of God and Noah.
Well, I should be drinking. He's obviously drunk. He's obviously drunk, so this I should be drinking too. As a matter of fact, I think God, on the next show I'm going to be drinking heavily because it's the only way I'm going to make sense of any of this shit.
God's about to have a really bright idea.
Wait a minute, a bright idea, God? Are we talking about that's like saying military intelligence, two words that do not belong together.
Nothing good happens after 1 a.m., God. That's the truth.
Somebody should have told God that, but no. God, after 1 a.m., forget it. Don't put the phone down. Put the phone down, God. You don't want to make that call. I don't care how drunk you are. Put the phone down. Put the phone down. Go back to bed. Sleep it off. Go sleep it off.
In the morning, we'll have bacon and greasy eggs, and
you'll feel better, right? And then you'll throw up in the porcelain god, and you'll be fine. Okay.
Don't eat the big white men.
Don't eat that part. 614. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it with within and without with pitch. He had to explain it twice. People apparently were not really, they lived really old, but they were really stupid, apparently. Take pitch. What do you want me to do with the pitch, God? Put pitch on the inside, on the outside. Oh, I was gonna eat it. It looks so good. I'm glad
like
you told me what
syrup.
To do with it. It looks like syrup.
Let's go have pancakes. Is it too early for pancakes, God?
Is it too early for pancakes? I want flapjacks. Thanks for that whole pitch on the inside and outside tip, God. I would have never been lived in the desert, and you know, we're not like ocean dwelling people. I would have never guessed that. I thought I'd just jump in the water and it's like it just push it in. It'll float.
So God wants a love boat. And meanwhile, Noah's across the table. You said wood. He said wood.
Not just any wood, gopher wood. That's a good. He's going to have a hard time finding all these little gophers with little hard ons everywhere. I'm just saying.
There's not even duct tape invented yet.
No, yeah. Jesus Christ. Oh, that's later in the book. Sorry.
And lots of rooms.
Lots of rooms. I'm just saying.
He doesn't specify how many, but he says there's going to be a lot of rooms in this boat.
Just make sure there's a lot of room in there because a lot of rooms. I'm just saying. There's just a lot. Uh-huh. Just put a lot in there. I can't fit more than two. You need one more. Just make a couple more. Just fit them more in there. Just make about 2x2. You don't need anything bigger than that.
615, and this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits.
So in normal speak, because I was like, what's a cubit? It's actually, his ark is 450 feet long. That's the length of the ark, 450 feet. Now, the thing is here, largest wooden ship ever built was over 300 feet, and they required diagonal iron strapping for support. Even so, because this was before the Bronze Age, they leaked so badly that they had to be pumped constantly, and we are to believe that Noah, with no shipbuilding knowledge, was able to construct a wooden ship longer than that's ever been built before or since. But not only was the ark too big to be seaworthy, it was far too small to contain all the Earth's millions of plants and animal species. So there's the Creation Wiki points out the dimensions of the ark are a ratio of 5 to 3, which is pretty darn close to pi, the golden nut ratio, which proves that not only God exists, but that Bible was inspired by God. How else did it happen, of course, you know? So.
Awesome. No, I don't believe it.
I heard a great argument on why it's impossible. Just because, not for any other reason, not because of the fact that all these animals had to fit in there, just from all the shit they had to shovel out. And they'd have to be shoveling from every hour of every day to keep up with it. And they probably wouldn't be able to because they'd be tired out. And there's only like, well, we're going to get to that. But the number of people that was there, the number of animals with all that feces, they'd never keep up. They would have died and buried in shit.
Now, I will point out that apologists, or I don't even think that I could call Ken Ham an apologist, but they say that they think that God caused the animals to go into a hibernation.
Oh, so they have to eat or sleep. You know, even in hibernation, you know, they wouldn't have anything left of them to get up, and some animals do not hibernate.
No. And that's the problem. But they try to imply that, well, no, God just caused this to happen. This is
then why didn't
I don't know.
Then why didn't he just make every animal just go to a higher elevation and then sleep?
Because God covered the entire earth.
Oh, that's right.
They're to the top of the mountain. Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. Yeah, right.
See, that's the problem when you read a book a second time.
Yeah. No, and you know it as well as we do. I'm just saying.
You know the spoilers.
Spoilers.
And I think it's you. 16.
Yes. It is. Oh, yeah. Okay. You did the 15. All right.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, 6:16. A window shall thou make to the ark. A little window. Just all that shit you got to shovel out, the little window. And in a cubit thou shalt finish it above the door. Thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shall thou set in the side thereof, with lower second and third stories shalt thou make it. Oh, that is such a poorly worded sentence. I'm just saying. It's just like, I got tripped over my tongue, and I'm picking myself up on the floor here. So he's basically making a little tiny window. So this window was 18 inches square for ventilation. That's it. 18 inches. You could not get a contractor that's like to build a boat this big, shipbuilding is like, where are you going to put all the windows? No, just one. Just one. And, oh, one? How big are you going to have it? 18 inches, so it's over there. It's at the front of the boat. Okay. Or at the top, wherever they put it. Just a little tiny window. I mean, I think that's barely enough to get your head in, you know. Of course, then, you know, Noah's sticking his head out going,
I just want to amend. I was offering up an apologist's reason, and it's not even a good reason because, like Packard said, a lot of animals, most animals do not hibernate. And right. So it wouldn't even work unless you invoke magic.
Right.
And so we can't invoke magic. People try to say that the poop was, it's like you had, I guess that the food was in the very lower level. This is, again, this is the apologists. This is like the Ken Ham people. They try to say that the food was down there, and as they took the food out, they replaced it with manure. And so that was kind of the ballast to keep the boat upright.
Ew.
But, okay.
Because animals don't just shit, they urinate too.
Yeah. Even if you don't accept that, the fact is that what you wind up having is a gaseous bomb. They would have suffocated.
Oh yeah.
In this, and because they're not even supposed to keep the window open. It's just not even meant to be opened, I don't think, for the most part.
Right.
But that wouldn't be enough air exchange to.
Even the skipper of the Minnow said, looked at the boat and said, "Fuck you. I got lost in a 3-hour tour, but this is ridiculous. I'm just saying."
And then he looked at Gilligan and said, "It's all your fault.
It's all your fault. Gilligan!"
Oh, my gosh. Again, it's supposed to be a three-level, lower second and third stories. Yeah.
No.
And so where is all the pee going? So all the animals at the top are peeing on the people. Or the animals...
If all the food is in the bottom, then all that pee is getting on the food that's there, that underneath them.
Yeah, that's just gross.
Yeah. Oh, and if they say, well, no, it would just stay right there at the bottom. That means they're literally walking around in inches and in several feet of urine water or urine liquid from every animal. What about the
ammonia?
Oh, yeah, the ammonia.
Just kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not literally, but I think it would.
No, it would kill you. It would be.
Have you ever walked into a house where somebody's like has, well, kids. Lots and lots and lots of
kids,
you know,
and
lots
cats
and lots of dogs and cats.
Don't forget little rugrats. I mean, the little ones. I'm not talking the grown adult ones. I'm talking the ones running around. They're like five or six people in diapers. Little people in diapers. It's like, you walk in a house, know that they got, whoa. Woo!
Diaper pails and kitty cat boxes and dogs who don't know how to go outside. Yeah,
yep.
It burns your eyes and nose when you walk in a place.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah, their eyes would have been burning out. They would have been, I can't see.
6:17, and behold, I.
What?
he's channeling Donald Trump here. And behold, I. Do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die.
What a fucking sicko.
But of course, you know, the earth is violent.
Yeah, the earth is violent, so I'm going to destroy it with violence. That'll show them. They should know better. They should not done been so violent, and I wouldn't have had to commit violence on them. So this is not art imitating life. This is God imitating man.
How drunk were they at this point?
I'm wondering. Yeah, I'm getting to wonder how drunk were they?
Or, how many Jaeger bombs did you guys have?
Yeah, how many? Yeah, it's like, I made these men. Yeah, I was at he's at the bar. I made all these men, and I was like, I think it was really bad idea because they're like really nasty, dirty little fucks. No, I think I gotta have another drink. God, I think you had one too many.
Bartender's gonna cut him off. He says,
I made you, bartender. Give me another.
God just poofs the bottle in front of him.
Poof. I got my Jägermeister.
Don't cut me off. Nobody cuts me off. I'm the Lord God.
Someone's gonna write to us and say, you're going to hell for saying God's getting drunk.
Meanwhile,
they have no proof that God couldn't get drunk. I mean, just saying.
Patrick Swayze's trying to bounce him out. God's having nothing of it.
None of that. let's see here. 6:18. But with three I will establish my covenant, and with thou shalt come into the ark. Come into the ark. thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives and thee. Why didn't you say, hey, you fuckers, 1, 2, and 3, get in the boat. That's all I had to say. Hey, you three and you three, get in the boat.
Bring your wives. You're going to need them to make you sandwiches.
Yeah.
They're going to have them shovel some poop, man.
Yeah. Who is going to make the sandwiches otherwise? Who's going to make the sandwiches? What? Women are nothing good for anything else but making sandwiches. I'm going to say.
Making babies.
And making babies. Making babies and making sandwiches. That's all you people are good for.
Hey. Yeah, but it's not gonna be so bad. I'm gonna let you bring your family along.
I wasn't gonna let you bring your wives because women don't matter to me. Just you guys. I'm just saying. It's the cat fight thing. I'm going back on again. God's a woman's like, yeah, I like those guys. Fuck the women. Fuck those women. Ugh, I'm just so jealous of them all. They got to have sex with all these men. So I'm not going to mention them. They're out of my book. Either that or God was just a flaming homosexual. I'm just saying.
Under God's bed are these magazines of rock hard men, washboard abs, and stuff.
He's got Playgirl underneath his under his bed. I'm just saying.
Oh goodness. 617. Wait.
No, it was 619 is the next one.
Thank you very much.
See, that's see, I did it already. So hey, you know, your turn.
God's drunk ramblings. It's just hard to keep track. Okay, 619. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Well.
Well, okay. I would hope so.
How's he supposed to know whether or not they're, like, violent, evil animals?
Right.
How's he supposed to know?
Right. He said that all flesh is evil, even but the animals.
He said God, and he already said that Noah was the only one. But mm-hmm. now he said, yeah, well, I guess you could bring your family.
Right.
Like, yeah. What? Are they automatically okay? Because
I'm not okay with it. God's not okay with it. I mean, if I was God, you know, I'm not okay with it. But I mean, they gotta have something to have sex with when they get to where I'm sending them. You know, I mean, otherwise, I know these people are like, you know, like your relatives. I have the bromance with Noah. You guys are just as extended. You guys are just as family and a little extended family. So I'm willing to, you know, put up with you. You guys are the chosen ones of the chosen son, my chosen buddy, my drinking buddy. So him and I got this thing going. I'm just saying. Huh. So
when Noah walks away, God looks at his wife and sons and their wives, and he says, "Yeah, you know what's going to happen, everybody. Don't interfere in my plans. Otherwise, you know how fast I kill you all." I cut a bitch, man. So we have two of every sort.
Two of every sort. Now we got two of every sort.
And kinds. Sorts and kinds. Oh, that wonderful, wonderful scientific terminology.
Yeah, which really isn't, there is no such thing as a kind. But
let alone a sort.
Or, yeah, a sort. I see these are sort of animals over here and sort of animals over there. That's a sort, I guess. I don't know. I'm sorting these. These ones are kind of tall. That's a sorting thing, I guess. These ones are kind of woolly. That's a different sort, I guess. So, 620, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of creeping thing, of the earth after its kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. Basically, he just said the same thing again. He's like saying, you need to bring two of those. Did I just mention I need to, I think God's got amnesia. He's got a serious case of amnesia. He's repeating himself. Bring two of everything. Oh, I said bring two of every kind. Either that or he's really drunk and he's just like, two of every kind. Two of every kind.
They're at breakfast at Denny's right now. They're having the really greasy grand slam, but God also has his Bloody Mary. It's like, it's got sunglasses on. It's really too bright.
I think he lost his list. It's like, I was like, where the hell did I put that?
Now, here again, yeah. Here's where the apologists jump on this. They said, Noah didn't have to go out and gather all this stuff because the animals came to him.
Yeah.
So evidently God has the power to be Dr. Doolittle. And he talks to the animals and they listen. So evidently God knows that there's some good. There's still some good animals out there.
Yeah, just the special animals. Like, I could just see the herd of cows sitting in the field, and all of a sudden, two of them just decide to, like, and they start walking off. Well, the other cows looking, where's Bob going? And where's Jill going? Those two don't even like each other. What's going on? We're going to go over here and graze today. What's going on? Anybody, where are they going?
Better not be Bob and Bill.
I said Jill. I said Jill.
Oh,
not Bob.
Jill.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bob and Jill. Well, Bob and Bill, they were next in line. I'm just saying.
621. And take thou unto thee of all foods that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be food for thee and for them. So they've got to make this monster ass boat. They've got to take care of all of these animals that are going to start to show up. They've got to gather all the food that's
All the
going to be
food.
needed for them and the animals. And how the hell do they know? I mean, Noah and his wife, they might have some cows and chickens and
Right.
pigs and goats. They might know how to take care of
This is
some
they
domestic animals, but what the hell do they know about taking care of wild beasts?
Yeah, well, they might know how to take care of some animals. I mean, this is the early days. They're not like, modern day people is like, oh my God, what the hell is that thing? It's touching me. It's mooing. What is it? No, they might actually know how to take care of some animals, but I mean, for
Have
an
they
ex
ever seen a kangaroo? Have they ever seen a
No, yeah, that's
giraffe?
true. That's true. They did. They are in the middle of the desert,
Penguins?
and penguins, swam all the way from the South Pole, and the walruses, and the eels,
Polar
and
bears.
polar bears, and they all decided to walk to or hop or whatever, and then they erased the trail of how long it took them to get there. Maybe they started migrating. Some of them started migrating until he got just the two that he wanted. So he had to wait all this time for the special snowflakes of all the animals to hop as far as they could, die or have kids die, and leave those ones to go and start hopping towards wherever, towards the Middle East. And then they had to make it through the ocean. But I'm saying, that maybe they're saying, well, at this time, that the apologists probably say, well, it was Pangea. So
That's
every
right.
all there it was a whole big oops, it was a big old landmass. So they didn't have to swim anywhere. Well, what about rivers? Are they saying that the rivers they didn't were able to they were able to swim through all every river? I mean, I live in Wisconsin. I have a river. If I didn't have a bridge over it, trying to get through it would be really hard because the current is really fast. I'm saying.
Right. Oh, and I've heard it said too that maybe these are all baby animals. Like you were suggesting, what if you had herds that migrated, and so by the time they got, it
What
would
was
just
that,
be
Connie? Your audio cut out. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I think my internet's been a little bit laggy here. No, and I've heard it said that maybe it was baby animals that were taken on the ark, and that they needed less space, they needed less food. After the migration of some of these animals coming there on their own volition, because they listened to the magic voice of God, I guess,
And they were really
they were babies
and
by
they
the
were
time they got
real
there.
careful about not leaving any tracks or bones or anything of those multiple generations behind.
Coming or going.
Yeah, coming or going, because they went all the way there and then they went all the way back, apparently.
Breakfast at Denny's is done. God's
I was
had
just
his.
the, I was just gonna say the Denny's thing. They forgot to put a Denny's in there. This is why they were able to make the bring all the food for just for Denny's. They had it at the very top level. It was the top. You ever notice how no one ever goes to Denny's? They just end up at Denny's. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Because no one ever plans to go to Denny's unless they're offering a free Grand Slam breakfast, and then you plan to go to Denny's, and
Let's
even
go to
then.
Denny's, because we have time for one more bad decision. Sorry, I shouldn't have crowded you out there.
We're coming up on our 30 minutes, but we have time for just one more here.
Yes.
6:22, and we're going to finish out chapter 6.
Okay.
Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Dun, dun, dun. Thank you very much. I'm here all
Good for
week. Try the
you,
fish.
Noah. Gold star.
Gold star for Noah because he did what God commanded him. He's got a magical sky wizard saying, "Hey, Noah, go collect all these animals." He's gonna be around for a while.
No, wakes up the next morning. What did I agree to? Oh, shit. My wife's gonna kill me.
All these animals just kind of showed up one day. I don't know where they came from.
I don't know what's going on. I'm gonna go back out. I'm making a man cave. Shut up. Leave me alone.
Well, the rabbits are there to massage my feet, and the polar bear is just laid against his fur. It just really feels really soft and everything like that. Don't mind the bear. No, don't mind the bear. He's just going to take what he wants out of the refrigerator. So don't get in his way, honey. I'm just saying.
No, Noah's wife, you can't go out with God anymore. Last night you came home and you have a heart tattoo with God's name in it. I don't know what goes on, but this is I've had enough. Don't piss me off, woman. Or you're not
I'll leave you behind. I'll leave you behind. What do you mean, leave me behind? Never mind. I'll tell you later. Well, that wraps this chapter up and for this part of the show. If you would like to get in contact with us, you can go to Twitter at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. Or if you would like to donate some money, a dollar, $10,000, whatever, you know, whatever you have in your pocket that you don't want to share, go to patreon.com/ABANDNW. And if you're on Facebook, and who is not on Facebook today? That's facebook.com/ABANDNW. If you would like to visit our blog page, that's at abandnw.wordpress.com. And be sure to email us with any questions, comments, love, or hate mail. And all hate mail will be immediately terminated and thrown right in the trash. No, I will read it. I will read your mail. I will read your mail if you send us mail. I will read your mail.
We have a special voodoo doll for that.
Yes, I have a special voodoo doll for mail. It's like, and I'll find your picture online, and I will I'll put your picture. I'll paste it to the voodoo doll and I'll stick with pins. Because I believe in voodoo. Not just kidding. And any email, you send your love and hate mail to TATBANW. That's TATBANW@gmail.com. And also be sure to check out our main show at Packard Pokes at, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. And also, if you're on iTunes, please leave us a 5-star review if you feel so inclined. And write a review. Don't just leave a star and then take off like, you know, like a fart in the wind. Write something down. Say, hey, I blank this show. Something like that. Wait, don't put the word blank because I won't know what the fuck you mean. Write down what you're feeling about the show. You say, I like the show. I hate the show. I want to have your baby's show. You know, whatever, you know.
Leave a mint on the pillow.
And just, yeah, make sure you leave a mint on the pillow. Until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.